Earlier this month, Governor Jerry Brown introduced a revised budget for the state, cutting about $1 billion from the plan he presented in January.
For the first time in more than a decade, we've got a balanced budget, and it's solid.
Many state services will see cuts, but one area of spending is actually getting more money this time around, education. The plan includes an almost $3 billion increase for schools in the current year, with another $16 billion to be added by 2016. Every school district in the state will be seeing an increase in funding, and those with high numbers of English language learners or low-income students will be getting even more money. Oakland Unified is one of those districts, and that's where we're going for our first story today. Cliff Hong is the principal of Roosevelt Middle School in Oakland's San Antonio neighborhood. We first met Hong a year ago when he was in his second year as principal at Roosevelt. At the time, the school was trying a new approach to educating its nearly 700 students and to dealing with recurring problems like school safety.
And we believe in broken windows theory, where you take care of the little things and then the big things won't materialize. Like, you can't have hats in the building, right? And no hoods. And that's a practical thing, too, because we want to know if there's some sort of stranger that's on campus. So we can't have kids covering their faces, and we need to see who's here. So no hats and hoods.
Mills student reporter Karen Gordon wanted to find out how things have been going at Roosevelt since that story aired, and she brings us this update.
Welcome back to Roosevelt Middle School. It's good to see you again. And again, thanks for being here.
Principal Hong greets me with news of Roosevelt's recent achievement, a big increase in his students' scores on the state aptitude tests, better known as STAR tests.
It was the largest gain of any Oakland Unified Middle School, and over 2 years, it's a total of 41 points. It's actually the score that we have this year is the highest score that Roosevelt Middle School has had in 14 years.
With such a dramatic improvement in test scores, it's clear that something new is happening here. Hong says they are creating a different culture at the school.
There were lots of fights when we first got here. This is my third year as principal, and there were fights in the alleyways outside the school, fights in and out of the school. And so the first order of business when we got here was to make sure this school was a safe place for our students, because students who are stressed out aren't going to be able to focus on their academics.
Kids need safety inside and outside of school.
We have a new partnership with the Oakland Police Department, where they've added some extra patrols in the neighborhood to be able to provide safety for our students to and from school. And so we're excited about that partnership.
Another exciting partnership at Roosevelt is between the school's music department and the Oakland East Bay Symphony. The Symphony's Music for Excellence program brings its professional musicians into Roosevelt's music classes each week. It's the night of the concert, and the place is full of excited kids and proud parents.
It's our first nighttime concert for parents and families, so we're very excited to be able to offer this and have the families see what their kids are doing here.
What the kids are doing here is music at all levels, from beginning band to advanced orchestra. Roosevelt musical director Daniel Andrade tells me that many students are drawn to Roosevelt because of its full music program with two bands, two string sections, and a choir.
So we really see this school not just as a school for reading, writing, and arithmetic, but as a community center.
In addition to enhancing student accomplishment through the arts, Principal Hong is also focused on science and technology. He is looking to the future and intends to make sure his students can compete in science, technology, engineering, and math, the so-called STEM courses. By moving the school's programs in this direction, he hopes to stay on track with his goal of transforming Roosevelt and rebuilding the school's reputation.
We're hoping that the STEM focus and the community focus are going to yield some really great kids once they leave us.
Hong is also taking a lesson from other middle schools in the area. He and his team toured successful schools to find ideas to bring back to Roosevelt.
We visited Kitt Bridge in Oakland. It's a charter school. And we also visited a school called El Cesal in Salinas, California.
Hong says that's where his team learned a new teaching technique,
which is designed to help students who don't quite have a grasp of formal academic English And it's kind of a whole way of thinking about instruction where every teacher is a literacy teacher.
Roosevelt students are mainly English language learners, 37% officially.
But unofficially, it's probably closer to 90%.
Hong says by weaving vocabulary and literacy instruction into daily class lessons, teachers give students more opportunity to increase their language skills. And one other innovation, now used in over a dozen Oakland middle schools, is proving very effective for Roosevelt.
Okay, so I noticed these orange tags attached to your necktie.
Mm-hmm. So these are what we call our bulldog bucks, and these are given to students if they are demonstrating that they're responsible, respectful, or if they're being safe. And this is part of an effort that's new this year called the Positive Behavior Intervention System, where instead of just pointing out kids and giving a whole lot of energy to negative behavior, we want to flip the script and put a lot of energy towards positive behavior. And I think that's been a big part of what has calmed our campus down.
But even with improved test scores, community partnerships, and increased calm and safety, Roosevelt faces a major hurdle, the need to increase enrollment. 9 Oakland charter schools have opened within the past 3 years, 5 just this year alone. 2 of these charters serve the middle grades, reducing the number of students available to enroll at middle schools like Roosevelt.
With the openings of these K-8s and with more charters coming in, it's just going to be harder to draw more students.
There are currently 650 students attending Roosevelt Middle School. Full enrollment, about 100 additional students, would bring in more money because school funding is currently based on student population and attendance. And more money could help improve Roosevelt's curriculum, test scores, and student outcomes.
You know, we're looking at different ways to outreach and market to compete. And it feels kind of strange that as a public entity, we're competing as if we're in a market system. But, you know, these are the rules that have been set for me to play by. And so we're going to do our best.
Principal Hong will do what he has done for the last 3 years, anything and everything to improve the quality of education for Roosevelt's students. For Cross Currents, I'm Karen Gordon.